From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Alrighty, Phoenix, it's Billy. And before we get into it, thank you. Whether this is your first time listening or you've been riding with us for a while, we're really glad that you're here. And if you're new, quick level set, Gay PHX is your community-powered LGBTQ+ radio station and podcast right here in Phoenix. We stream 24/7 with music, interviews, events, and voices from across the valley and beyond. So whenever you need it, we've got your daily dose of queerness ready to go. Now, coming off the past week, the Health and Proud Queer Wellness Fair, the Newtown Awards, we got to see what this community looks like when people actually show up, not just for the party, but for each other. And we're going to get into that today. But also, let's talk about what's coming up, because the private screening of Devil Wears Prada 2 on May 1st. Yeah, we're really excited about this one. We already watched the first one. This isn't just a movie night. This is a get-together as a community, sitting in a room, laughing, reacting, and having a shared moment together. And for $10, come on, that's easy for a movie. So grab your ticket, grab your people, come hang with us. Head on over to gayphx.com. Get all the details on how you can get your tickets. We're genuinely excited to see you there. All right, now let's get into this week's episode. We're sitting down with Jesse from the Queer Center. And if you were at the Health Fair, this is your follow-up. But if you weren't, this is your way in. We're talking about what the Queer Center actually is, why it doesn't have a physical building, how they're getting real resources to people across the valley, from the Euphoria Project to the Trans Spectrum Support Groups to feeding and supporting our unhoused community. This is the work that holds people up. And somewhere in that conversation, Jesse drops a big announcement. And before you start guessing, no, of course, it's not the Devil Wears Prada 2 screening that we already told you about. This is something else, something bigger, something that's going to bring this community together in a whole new way. So stick around, because you're going to want to hear this one. And now let's see what's happening around the valley. Brian, what's hot this week?
You're listening to Gay PHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix, this is not the week to be shy, because somewhere between a wagging tail and a runway queen and a room full of people finding their people, this city's about to turn it all the way up. We're talking connection that hits deeper than a dance floor, a full weekend of pup-powered celebration, and a Sunday that ends with a queen who did not come here to play nice. So if you've been waiting for a sign to step out, step in, or just step into something new, baby, this is it. This is Brian's Hot 3, your Desert Den Daddy approved guide to where you need to be, who you need to meet, and what kind of trouble you might get into. Let's go. Hot pick number one, a fire hydrant, pet and pup players, owners and handlers discussion group at the Arizona Power Exchange, Apex. Tuesday, April 28th from 7 to 9. Gather around the fire hydrant, all pup and pet players, owners and handlers, and the curious to connect, learn, and grow. Pup Midnight and Pup Copper, the 2025 Arizona Puppy Contest title holders, will facilitate a new monthly discussion group featuring pre-planned discussions led by pup and pet play community members and general open discussion time. Note, while pup events are often hosted in bars, Apex is a sober space, and attendees are expected to be sober during attendance at any Apex events. Apex special interest groups are discussion groups for members of the BDSM and or intersecting communities who share a common interest that come together to talk, share, and support one another. Keeping with the Arizona Power Exchange mission of support, Apex provides space to those discussion groups free of charge, and membership in the club is not required. Everyone 18 plus is welcome. There is no dress code, but you must be street legal. No cost, but donations are welcome. Hot pick number two, third annual Arizona Puppy Weekend and Contest. This is going Friday and Saturday, May 1st and 2nd. Meet the Pups kickoff party at Stacy's at Melrose, Friday, May 1st, 8 p.m., and it's free. Start the weekend where the energy first sparks. Puppy Weekend will celebrate the human puppy play community in Arizona and bestow on one of our pups the title of Arizona Puppy 2026. Come join a celebration and cheer on the contestants. This is your chance to meet the pups, the handlers, and a community before the spotlight hits. It's flirty, friendly, and full of that, oh, this is going to be a weekend kind of energy. 2026 Arizona Puppy and Trainer Contest at Cobalt Bar. Saturday, May 2nd, 1 p.m., tickets required. This is the moment, the stage, the spotlight, the nerves, the pride, and it all lands here. Contestants step forward and not just to compete, but to represent their place in the community. It's powerful, it's emotional, and yes, you're going to have favorites. Arizona Puppy Contest After Party will be at Newtown Saloon, Saturday, May 2nd at 9 p.m. And when the titles are handed out, oh, we celebrate hard. This is where the energy lets loose, the hugs turn into drinks, and the night just gets a little blurrier in the best way. This is a 21-plus event, and honestly, you're going to want the full weekend experience. Hot pick number 3, RuPaul's Drag Race Juicy Love Dion at Cobalt Bar. Sunday, May 3rd, 2 p.m. meet and greet, 3 p.m. show. And just when you thought you might rest, enter Juicy Love Dion. And she did not come here to let you recover. This is a high glam, high energy, no holding back drag excellence. Performances, local talent, meet and greets, and a packed house that is ready to scream. VIP if you're feeling fancy, front row if you're feeling brave. Somewhere in a crowd, losing your voice, always acceptable. This is your Sunday finale, and it's going to go out loud. Stay hydrated, stay dangerous, and if you're going to make a bad decision, at least make it a memorable one. Phoenix, this is one of those weeks where something clicks, where you walk into the room and realize you're exactly where you're supposed to be, where community feels closer, where confidence hits different, where the version of you that's been waiting to come out and play finally does. So go be in it, be curious, be bold, be the reason someone looks across the room and smiles or blushes. From the shadows of the radio towers, I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, reminding you that life's too short for the next time. Show up, stay out, and let the night unfold. Until next time, that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the Valley.
This is what community sounds like.
This is Amanda Renfrew, enrolled agent with The Tax Person with your tax year countdown. Gender-affirming care, including prescriptions, therapy, certain surgeries, and travel tied to treatment, may qualify as medical deductions. Track every eligible expense. Get support with a free 15-minute consult at thetaxperson.com or look for me as The Tax Person on socials.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, what happens when someone decides Phoenix shouldn't be one of the largest cities in the country without a queer center and then actually does something about it? From fundraising to building community from the ground up, this is about turning a gap into something real. So let's get into it. Please welcome to the rainbow tinted microphone, Jesse with the Queer Center.
Ah, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So glad you could make it. Yeah. I've wanted to do this forever.
Yes, it's been in the making for a while.
And okay, so for people who are just getting to know you, who are you and what is the Queer Center?
Okay, the Queer Center is a community resource and program center that provides, again, valuable resources that have been vetted so that when we send you out or we send that resource out to you, you know that it's been vetted and that they're a great, reputable company and they're going to treat you well. We have several different programs that we either adopted or created. We have one of the programs that we have is Transpectrum of Arizona, which is everything trans, peer-to-peer support groups, workshops, events, and stuff to get the trans community together, which is amazing. We have the Euphoria Project, which is gender-affirming clothing that we provide to our trans and non-binary families. They get to try on their garment. If it works, they get to take it home and keep it for free.
And normally, how much would something like that cost?
That runs between $50 and $75 a binder or a tucking panty or a, I forgot what it's called, a packing shorts. That's it, packing shorts. Yeah, so if they like it, they fit it, they can keep it.
It's theirs.
It's theirs.
Nice.
So we took away that process of them ordering it online, getting it, doesn't fit, got to send it back, got to get it back, see if it fits, so on. So we let them try it on. We have several different varieties, and they can choose which one they like.
Now, before we continue on with all of the additional programs you have that you're a part of, Let's also clarify, because I forget that some people aren't in the know that we are. The Queer Center is not an actual physical center.
Oh, correct. We are boots on the ground. We are a mobile center because we are everywhere. So our community is everywhere, so we need to be where they're at. So
right.
We need to meet them where they're at.
There were so many times that we had a community center and it failed.
Correct.
And it felt like it failed because, one, a lot of people didn't necessarily know about it, or when they did know about it, it usually or when they did find out about it, it was usually because it was the announcement they were closing it.
Correct. Correct.
And it also wasn't easy to get to. They were in places that were hard to park at when they were in downtown Phoenix.
Yeah.
It just was not convenient. And now you've created it where instead of focusing on paying rent, you're focused on the services that are needed and getting to the people who need them.
Yes, we get that question a lot. Where's the center? Where's the center? Why don't you have a building? And I tell them quite frankly, it says the money that it'll take to get a building, get it renovated, and get it ready, that money is better utilized in the community.
Especially now, the need is so great. What would we waste? We
can't be wasteful.
Right.
We have to be resourceful.
Right. Now more than ever.
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay. So now, and the reason that brought this up is because to try on these binders for the Euphoria Project, how does that happen if you don't have a place?
We have our website, which they can go on to Transpectrum of Arizona's website, and there is a link for the Euphoria Project. They can make an appointment and they can do it in private if they like. We are also at the different fairs, and we bring them with us so they can try them on. Year to date, how many we've given out are close to 1,000 garments since our inception of creating that program.
So while the Queer Center doesn't have a location, Transpectrum does?
Transpectrum meets at First United Church on First Street.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they too don't have a location.
Correct.
They have a place that they meet.
They just meet. Correct. Okay.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the other programs?
Project Hard Hat, which we provide condoms to all the rainbow places and education.
What are rainbow places?
Rainbow places are all queer places where queer people gather.
Okay.
Thrive Collective is a food bank wellness hub. So when Joshua Tree ended, they left a big void servicing our HIV community. So what Thrive does is they work with our HIV community and tailors what their food needs are, because different medications play a part in what they can eat.
Mm.
So instead of giving them a box full of food that they cannot have or use, the nutritionist, she will tailor it to their needs, specific needs, and it gets delivered to their house.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an amazing group, and I'm just very proud of them. The sister to that is We Feed the People with Love. I'm sure you've seen their Facebook posts all over the place, and what they do is we feed the unhoused, we feed our queer unhoused, we give them water, hygiene products, clothes, everything they need, and give them haircuts free of charge.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes showers are provided. Again, all our programs are free for the community because that's the way a center should be.
And how is that made possible?
That is made possible by a lot of our fundraisers, a lot of our sponsors, our community. So we are a community by the community for the community.
That's how we discovered you, because we were raising money with ALBAC for the Queer Center. And I'm like, we have a Queer Center? And I believe that's how we first got.
And ALBAC has been wonderful, in supporting us. What's really been very heartwarming is when people say, we see you. We see what you're doing. And that means a great deal, because we are transparent. We don't say things that aren't going to happen. We make things happen. If we say we're going to do it, it's going to happen.
Right.
We are very blessed with our sponsors. Your Health and Wellness has been an amazing sponsor for the Queer Center since its inception.
Mm.
Bunkhouse has been great. Phoenix Pride has now come along. And Spectrum Medical is now wanting to participate.
Excellent.
So we're getting a lot of different sponsors, and we'll take them all.
These are all community things. These are great.
Correct.
again, I don't mind a check from Amazon or Target or
whatever. Correct.
But
correct. I'm working on it.
Now, are those all the programs? Are there more programs?
No, we have an emergency relief fund.
Okay.
Which is our last program that we have right now is just that those in our community that are in need of financial assistance, whether it be it they need to pay their gas bill, their light bill, their phone bill, rent, or they need to get money, gas money for a job interview or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. It's a process. It's on our website for emergency relief fund. And there's a process that we go through it and we grant it. Now, no money goes directly to that person. It goes to where it is owed. So if someone's short $300 on their rent, we go to the management company, says we're paying $300 on behalf of.
Got it. So it goes directly to the resource that's needed.
Correct.
Versus being a pass-through.
Yes.
Got it.
So just to give you an example of what our community did last year for the Queer Center, they helped us raise over $51,000.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
Right.
Because we don't get grants. We're not government funded. Right. We are, again, community by the community.
Right.
The Queer Center gave back to the community over $50,000 in programs and resources and emergency relief funds. And we just give it back. We definitely provide a account of what money that we get, where it goes to, what is sent to the community. And we post that every year because we want people to know that their center is working hard for them.
Mm-hmm. So how are you able to do that with overhead costs?
I do take a lot of the overhead cost on a personal thing because I'm very passionate about servicing the community. I love, love, love what I do. I love helping and empowering and making our community thrive. That is amazing for me to watch someone come back after you gave them a binder 2 years ago and say, I'm here because of you. I was going to commit suicide, but because you gave me a second chance, I'm here. And they thrive. And it's just like, wow, right. It's the impact that we really don't know.
Right. When people are seen, we don't realize necessarily.
Correct.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Luckily, the community has been very welcoming at what we're building here and open to the idea of building a community radio station that's for the community and focused on the community.
Yeah. You guys are doing amazing work.
Oh,
for the community. You really are.
Thank you. But it's great when people recognize that, or when I tell them about, oh yeah, I listen, or oh yeah, I've got a token. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, it's working.
Yeah, correct. We are grateful to all the sponsorships. So if you all see a Queer Center fundraiser, please attend, because all that money goes right back to the community.
And let's shift to what's happening right now. You've got a couple events coming up.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, we have a lot of things being planned and such. This Saturday, April 25th, we have our Queer and Healthy Health Fair, which is going to be at the Royale from 11 to 3. And we have several wonderful vendors that are going to be there. Just to give you a name, Your Health and Wellness, CAN, Spectrum, Brazen Therapy. We have Marching Vets that are going to be there. We have the Riot Phoenix, The Phoenix, all these groups that have some way to connect with health. We are very happy that everybody wanted to participate in this. It's a free event. So come out on Saturday and check us out. It'd be great.
Excellent.
We are doing a private screening of The Devil Wears Prada 2 on Friday, May 1st, 7 o'clock. It'll be hosted by Mr. Phoenix Pride, Mickey Del Rio.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah. So
we love him.
It's a $10. That one we have to charge. It's a $10 event ticket, but
you got to pay the licensing fee for the movie and the theater.
We're able to get some wonderful sponsors for it. It doesn't cover everything. So
and $10 for a movie is cheap these days.
Yeah, so correct. And this is opening day of that movie. So
right.
We were lucky to get that. So look out for flyers and how to purchase your tickets very soon.
Yeah, because we have to get ours as soon as you let me know where to.
Yep, so. I will.
You have me on the list, right?
There's a list. Excuse me. We also have a three-part series coming up. It's a series of discussions that the community cares about and has asked for. So the first one being on May 23rd, called Phobias Within Our Community. So transphobia, homophobia, and everything that comes with it. And how do we change the narrative to that? So it looks we're getting some wonderful speakers, and we want this to be all these discussions. We want to be a community talking point. We want everybody's opinion on this because everybody's opinion matters.
And where is this happening?
This is going to be at Ripple Phoenix.
Okay.
And from 1 to 3 on Saturday. They're all on Saturdays. The next one is in June 27th. It's consent and accountability. There is an issue with consent in our community and accountability. So we need to figure out, again, how do we change that narrative? How do we combat that? How do we combat consent? How do we ask for accountability in a right way?
Right.
Not just being, what are you doing about this? And what are you doing about... No, just there's ways of asking.
Right. And also educating.
100%.
There's no secret. We talk that we go to the play parties. And even there, I still ask consent.
Yeah, it's a thing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. We're not sure yet of the other one, but we're working on a third series.
These are community discussions open to the community to come join.
Correct. There'll be information following and stuff, yes.
Is there possibility we could live stream
this? I was just
going to
say that. We would love if you would be there. I was just saying that when you were saying... Yeah, we would love for you to be there to live stream it.
Okay,
and then let's talk. That we can open it to a broader community.
Yes, because we can also see the comments that people make. Right. So they can actually participate in the conversation remotely.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Then after this, we're going to talk about the logistics. We'll connect with Jeremy at Ripple, who we love anyway.
Yes.
About trying to make sure that we have the bandwidth and setting up some testing times. And I would love to be able to bring this kind of stuff
amazing.
To the community. That's the whole point of being able to have a station and do the streaming that we do.
Correct. And it's because of these things that we listen to the community.
Right.
We are there. That's why we're everywhere. You'll see me out everywhere. If you see me out, please come say hi. Just tell me who you are. Say hi. We are out everywhere because it's important for us to be visible.
You're out more places than we are, and people tell us we're everywhere. I'm like, no, we're only like half the places Jesse are, so we're only half of everywhere. Jesse's everywhere.
Yeah, I've been told that I am the only president of an organization that is out in the community more than they've ever seen. And I encourage those that are community leaders, go out, talk to your community. See what they're about.
Again, now more than ever, we need that connection.
Yeah,
we need to know who they are. I don't even know the names of some of the other leaders, unfortunately, because one, I'm bad with names, but two, I know people, and I know you because I see you and you're out and about. So that exactly that.
Yeah.
That's how we know of everything. I get that's why you're also so busy and why it took so long to get you on here.
Yeah,
but that's exactly
my calendar. Right?
But now when people see you also, this gives them an opportunity to connect to you. So again, I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Of course. One of my goals for this year is to bring the community together, bring organizations together. Let's collaborate. Let's work together. It is very important that our communities see their organizations being united and assisting. Because again, we're not doing it to serve our community. What the hell are we doing it for?
Exactly. And I also agree that even if we don't want to stand side by side, we still have to stand on the same side of the line.
Correct.
And there is a line that we did not necessarily create, but there is a line.
That is true. That's 100% true. But I'm really excited about what's going to happen next year.
Yes. Do we get a tease? I wasn't sure.
Yes. You get the scoop.
Yes. Oh, excellent.
So next year, in April 17th, to be exact, the Queer Center and partners are going to create Queer Fest, which is an all-queer festival showcasing queer vendors, queer artists, and whether they're artists or whether they're painters or sculptors or recording artists, everything queer. It is a free event.
What?
Yeah, we are not charging anybody because festivals should be free. So we're really excited about that. We got a few of our city council members on board, and they're thrilled that we're doing this. And it's going to be at the Arizona Center in downtown.
That's super exciting. That's awesome.
Yeah.
obviously have been known because we've been working with you to try and make this happen and do whatever we can. So we're super excited to be a media partner. And I'm glad that we're going to be the ones that get to be able to tell everyone first. So
you got the scoop here first. Yeah, we're very thrilled. We're very excited about that. And we're, again, going to bring community because this is going to be planned by community leaders. It's not just going to be planned by the Career Center.
Right.
Because it's for the community. So it needs to be by the community.
So when do volunteers start signing up?
You can sign up anytime you want. Check us out at info@queercenteraz.org. Or you can email me, jesse@queercenteraz.org. Let me know what you're interested in. If you want to volunteer, if you want to help coordinate, this is going to take a village of people to do to make sure it's successful. So yeah, all the help we can get would be great.
And again, because people aren't in the know that I am, I want to try and expand the bubble. Tell people a little bit about your history and why we know that you can pull this off, because you've done things like this before.
I've worked at Cleveland Pride event for four years, and I helped produce their event. It was a free event. It was an amazing event. People just loved it, and they had a good time. They walked away feeling a part of something, and that's what I want to create here. I want to create that all our queer people, all our queer kids, everybody can come in and feel that they have their community, that they are seen and they're loved and appreciated, and make them feel safe.
Awesome. We're here for it.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm excited. I'm very excited about it.
Yay.
One of the other things we have is Pride Ride. This is a bicyclist event where we'll be going from Flagstaff to Phoenix.
Oh, wow. That's quite a bike ride.
3-day event.
That's not a bike ride.
It's a 3-day event. It starts on a Friday where everybody meets. Then on Saturday morning, they go down to the first lake. Then they set up camp. We have stuff for them there. And then Sunday morning, they go and ride into Phoenix. It's something like LA has done for their AIDS ride, except a very shorter version of it. So it's not going
to
take a week.
Doesn't feel shorter to me, but yes. Yeah,
you can volunteer. You don't have to ride. You can volunteer. We have a great group of people that have started organizing this. So
Are you writing?
No. I'm going to be too busy doing other stuff.
Oh, I have to plan.
Jeez. Yeah.
What happens at each of the stops? Are there people there that... Because I've never obviously done anything like this before, but I'm curious.
They'll be on the way to from when they start at Flagstaff to the very first stop for the day.
Mm-hmm.
In between, of course, we'll have stations for water and oranges and whatever they need to keep them safe. Then they set up, we hopefully get a lot of volunteers, but they help set up their camps for these people.
Okay.
And then we feed them, entertain them, and get them ready for the next
day. Is the idea that the camp is set up so the bikers don't have to?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. That's what I was always curious about.
It'd be horrible. It'd be horrible. They ride all that way and they have to set up their own tent. No, we like
it. Again, I've never done anything like this.
It's all good.
So when I think of it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got a bicycle with my tent on me.
Correct. No, that'll all be taken care of before.
So they get a ride from base camp to base camp kind of thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. And then they end here in Phoenix and hopefully we'll coordinate with another organization to welcome them
for the finale.
Organizations to welcome them. Yes. For the finale. So
that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
Give them an amazing race ending kind of thing.
It's a fundraiser.
Right.
But it's a fundraiser for not just the Queer Center. We also invited Aunt Rita's.
Oh, nice.
Because of what they do and the funds that they need. So we thought this would be a great collaboration to do a fundraiser for both organizations.
Agreed.
So it'd just be split down the middle.
Nice.
Cool. Because again, sharing is scary.
In the end, that is how we're going to get by, is by working together, teaming together, collaborating. It's why we started the whole station and why we've got what's called the Founding 50, which is ideal to be a small amount of money from a bunch of businesses to help them get promoted, to get the word out, so that because we're doing this together kind of thing.
Absolutely. If I can, I'd like to give a shout out to all our drag performers.
Oh, yes, definitely.
They have really been very supportive of what we do. And they pick a program that they like, that resonates with them, and they'll do a fundraiser for that. And it's been amazing. One of them was Trey, the bearded drag queen.
Oh, I love Trey so much.
Oh, my God. So Trey did a fundraiser in October and raised, I believe it was over $1,200.
Wow.
And then did, on that same month, did the Rocky Horror event, which all the money went to the Euphoria project, which was another over $1,200.
Nice.
So thank you, thank you, thank you.
And again, so people understand, this is all local. This is locally raised from the local community,
correct,
people who donated to a local performance that happened locally that then funded a local program.
Correct. Community for the community by the community.
Right, exactly. For the community by the community.
Yep. We have to take care of each other. We have to take care of our own.
Agreed.
In this day and age, in this crazy administration, we have to be looking out for one another.
Agreed.
Whether we agree with the way they are or not, whether they're into leather, or whether they're a trans person, or whether they're polyamorous, or whatever the case may be, we need to just be all together.
Right.
We need to take care of one another.
I'd hope this isn't a derogatory term, but the vanillas need to
get some flavor.
Right. It's not necessarily that they need to change their flavor, but they need to understand that we're, again, same side of the line.
Yep.
That we're not all vanilla, but we're all still sitting in the same freezer case.
Right, correct.
So let's get along.
Yeah. There's too many of them already hating on us. We don't need to be hating each other. We should be loving and supporting and lifting each other.
Agreed.
Because that's when we're going to show them that, we're here. We're never going away.
Right. And we've proven time and time again, year after year, cycle after cycle, that this is how we do it. This is how we get by. This is who we are. This is ultimately how this happens.
This has to be one of the very leanest times with the current administration.
They cut everything.
Tying up funds and such. Yeah. So this is a very lean.
From small businesses to charities to churches. So
we get a lot of requests and a lot of emails regarding what can they do. So we provide those for you. We provide resources. We provide, here's a safe place to go do this. Tell them we sent you so they know that the Queer Center sent them. Because then we want to hear back from that client saying, how did they treat you? Because
that's it's cyclical. This
correct.
Is how.
That's how we correct wrongs. And
it's the human version of Yelp.
Correct. Correct.
Again, these are things that have already existed.
Yeah.
But people need to be retrained on how to do community in reality because it feels like they only know how to do it online. Okay, there's a GoFundMe. I'm going to go share that or I'm going to go donate to that. That's great that you donated to that. But there's also people here in reality that aren't online.
Correct.
Which is bizarre to say to me as an online person, but I know that and I realize that. And that's why we try and do everything that we can to bring things to reality, to bring places, to bring people together.
Yep. And that's important.
Right.
Very important.
Excellent. Any other events that we need to plug?
Nope. That's it for now. There's a lot more on the horizon, but that's it for now. I've been a very busy person.
Yes, but I hope good busy. It means that you're teasing that you're going to be coming back and we're going to make this a little bit more frequent somehow.
Okay. I will definitely do my best.
Yes.
You guys are amazing. Jesse, I always love seeing you out in the streets.
What you're doing is incredible. You are doing the hard footwork. What we're doing is trying to connect people remotely because that's how I know how to do things.
And we appreciate that. It's equally important when you connect people. So
agreed.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thanks
for coming in. I know I've been pestering you every time I see you. When are you coming on? So thank you for being a good sport.
You're welcome. Thanks for nagging me.
I love you.
I love you right back.
Another reason we love this community.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma, and I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about
anal pap exams. Let's talk anal cancer. Early detection saves lives. Anal pap smears are a simple screening tool that can find abnormal cells before they become cancer. Gay men and trans women are at a higher risk for anal cancer.
especially people living with HIV. HIV can make it harder for the body to clear HPV, the virus that causes most anal cancers, which means regular screening is even that much more important for many of us. An anal pap smear is quick, usually painless, especially if you relax, and can be life-saving. Talk to your healthcare provider about whether an anal cancer screening is right for you. Taking care of your sexual health is an act of self-respect and self-love.
Pride lives here.
That's what we're talking about. That's what it looks like when someone sees a gap in the community and actually builds something to fill it. Thank you to Jesse at the Queer Center for coming in, sharing their story, and giving us a real look at what's happening on the ground here in Phoenix. This is community. It's not perfect, it's not polished, but it's real. And like we talked about in this episode, Queer Fest is happening in 2027. So right now, save the date, because it's going to be a free celebration for our community, something for all of us to show up to, be a part of, and experience together. And this one, you can help build it. If you're looking for a way to get involved, give back, or to be a part of something bigger, head on over to queercenteraz.org. Volunteer, reach out, be a part of something special for this community. Now, in the meantime, let's have a little fun. Don't forget about the private screening of The Devil Wears Prada 2 coming up May 1st. We hope to see you there. $10 gets you in the door, in the room, and a part of the moment. So grab your friends, let's make a night of it, and come hang with us. Head on over to gayphx.com. It's got all the details, and grab your tickets before they're gone. We hope to see you at the movie. And it doesn't stop there, because this weekend, it's all about the pup title contest. After the screening, catch us over at Stacy's for the pup meet and greet. And then Saturday, the title contest itself. So if you've been curious about the pup community, or you wanted to come out and support, this is your weekend to plug in. So yeah, to you listening right now, thank you. This only works because you show up, you listen, and you share what we're building. We don't have a transmitter. We don't have a big broadcast tower in the desert, but we do have you. And that means everything. So keep listening, keep sharing, and keep showing up for one another. Don't forget, Gay PHX is streaming 24/7 with music, interviews, events, and voices from across the valley. Your daily dose of queerness is always there when you need it. And of course, your voice belongs here. If you see us out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix.
Together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side. Work together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.